Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Very quickly, let's just start off with our NFL picks, get that out of the way. How did we do yesterday?
You swept. You went 3-0.
Wow.
So you're 15-10 now. Excuse me. And I went 2-1, so I'm 16-9.
All right.
No, wait a minute. That's not right.
Yeah.
No, 16-9, yeah.
All right.
So you're right up there with me now.
All right. And tonight's game, Cleveland versus San Francisco. I'm not sure where it's being played. But I like San Francisco's defense, so I'm going to take San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm taking them. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm taking them.
Neither do I. Well, today could be an interesting day in Major League Baseball. All the games are being played, right?
Wait, we're not done yet.
Oh, go on.
Go back to the foosball.
Okay, let's go back to foosball.
The Jets got demolished.
Yep.
The Bears, who looked so good, got beat by the Raiders.
Yep.
The Giants came back to earth. And there's a couple other ones too, right?
Kansas City lost at home. Yeah.
Green Bay went down to Dallas and smacked them around.
Oh boy!
And Denver beat the Chargers in wherever they play.
Yeah. And
yesterday was just a total amount of no freaking logic league.
And here's the whole thing: the New York Giants lost their second and third running backs due to concussions yesterday. So they had no running backs, really, except for, I think, a rookie they brought in. But listen to this, Mike, and just tell me what you think about this. There was 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Giants are down 18-10, okay? They're on the 36-yard line and they're got a fourth down and four. Instead of taking the field goal, he goes for it and loses. Now, he's got a kicker that can kick the ball 50 yards, one of the most accurate kickers right now in the
NFL.
How much
time was left?
In the third quarter, there was 4 minutes left.
Oh, you got to kick a field goal.
Bingo. So now that would make it 18-13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next possession, they
still need a touchdown.
Yeah,
but
listen to this. Next possession in the next quarter, it's still 18-13. It would have been 18-13. Giants are once again in about 38-yard line. They go for it in the fourth quarter, and they don't get it.
Yeah, you have to go for it because a field goal is not going to help you. You're going to lose by three instead of by six.
There was still 9 minutes left in the game.
Well,
all I'm saying is
the Giants didn't have an opportunity to score a lot of points yesterday.
No,
so they had to take them when they could.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
but in the fourth quarter, you got to go for the win. You can't go for a field goal.
But you can't. You just can't say, okay, this is a developmental season. We don't have a running back. We're not going to win. But anyways,
well, yeah, you do.
I know.
You have to do that. And you just said you had no other running backs, so you got to go for what you got to go for. You got an untested quarterback, and you have no running backs. So when you have the opportunity, you have to take it because you may not get that close again.
Yeah. So anyways, now let's go on to baseball.
Yep.
Today, the Astros played the Tampa
Bay. Yeah, why don't they just play the Astros? Why don't they play now? Why don't they play at 6:30 in the morning?
1 o'clock in the afternoon, yeah.
Why don't they just play now?
So that game's at Tampa Bay. The Braves are at the Cardinals. The Dodgers are at the Nationals. And then the Yankees, once again, are at the Twins. I don't know why they put them at 8-4. That's just plain stupid.
The Yankees, they should accommodate the schedule so they play at 7:05.
They should flip. This
way everybody can watch them.
They should have flipped it this way. They should have had the Braves and Cardinals first, the Dodgers and Nationals second, the Yankees third, and the Astros fourth if they wanted to do that. But anyways, we'll get past that. It's a weird quirk. I think if all the Astros, Braves, Dodgers, and Yankees can clinch today,
everybody can clinch today because somebody's up 2-1 all over the Dodgers have two games. Not the Dodgers. The Dodgers are up 2-1. Atlanta's up 2-1. Houston's up 2-0. Yankees up 2-0. Everything can end today.
How about the Dodgers scoring 7 runs in the sixth inning?
Yeah, against the Uber driver.
Yeah.
And let's look at tomorrow's schedule.
Yeah.
So if there's a game four, Houston gets screwed once again. They play at 4:15 and the Yankees play at 8:07.
It doesn't make sense to me, but anyways, I'm a Yankee fan. But I
think somebody named Steinbrenner sent in checks. They should have an investigation into this one. Maybe Steinbrenner sent in checks. Let's make life miserable for Houston. What a joke.
Yeah, it really is. Houston is by far the most powerful and most consistent and best equipped team. And you know what? Not a lot of people get a chance to see Houston play. That's another sad thing about it. You put them on in the primetime game, and more people get to appreciate what Houston has down there.
Well, out of all the games today, there's two games that are probably going to be the most competitive. It's going to be Houston and Tampa because Charlie Morton's pitching today against Zach Greinke. That's a major matchup. And then the Dodger-Washington game is another one with Hill pitching against Scherzer, with Scherzer in a must-win position. Who cares about the Yankees and the Twins? The Twins pitching couldn't get out the Fordham Rams. I don't know how they won 90 games. And Atlanta and St. Louis, you don't even know who's pitching for Atlanta yet at 6:30 in the morning. You don't know who's pitching tonight. So those are the two marquee matchups. Can Washington stay alive, and can Morton keep Tampa Bay breathing? Those are the games that I know I want to see. I mean, the other ones, it's inevitable. The Yankees are going to win tonight. It doesn't matter what Odorizzi does because the Twins are just awful. And in a game where you don't even know who's pitching, who cares? And then tomorrow, if they play, Houston gets the shaft once again. It's just amazing. I just don't understand it.
All right. How'd you do in racing this weekend?
I don't remember. I don't remember who I paid. I know I did pretty good because I got money in my pocket, but I don't remember. But it just shows you what kind of place Keeneland is. Yesterday's one of the stakes yesterday was a five-horse race with a late and another horse. A late was less than even money. The other horse was barely even money in a five-horse race, and a 10-to-1 shot wins. That's Keeneland. That's the way it is over there. I hit another 10-to-1 shot yesterday, and I did pretty good. I know I had the winner of the Futurity. He went off at 6-to-1. We had him. I can't remember what his name was, but we did pretty good. I'm pretty sure we did pretty good on Saturday.
All right.
I just don't have the paper anymore to remember what I picked.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about in sports?
What else is going on? No, I was at the track yesterday, so you get to see what's on whatever they put on the TV. I don't sit in the sports betting place, also known as the bus station for the homeless. So I sit in the clubhouse, and they had on women's soccer, where the U.S. was playing Korea.
Yeah.
And the announcers were crying that by the next Olympics, how old the girls are going to be. One's going to be 42, one's going to be 38, one's going to be 39.
Who cares?
You said it.
By the next Olympics, they're going to have 10 new people on the team. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, we got to feel sorry for these people. Yeah, women's soccer. That's right up there with a $4,000 claiming race at Mountaineer for me.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Consey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.